Ellis Medicine is opening a new mental health clinic for children and adolescents in Schenectady, New York. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
1, 2, 3. Yay!
The $1.5 million clinic opening Monday relocates the network's mental health services for kids and teens from the McClellan Street Health Center to a larger space next to the adult facility at the State Street Health Center. Ellis officials say they've planned to bring the two outpatient clinics together for years, but the timing is apt. Mental health service line director Lynn Murray says, like adults, kids have been struggling during the pandemic.
Currently, hospital systems in the Capital Region and across New York State are reporting an increase in emergency department and inpatient hospital utilization for this population. This relocation allows Ellis Child and Adolescent Treatment Services to expand our services to meet the community need with the addition of 4 new providers.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say nearly 1 in 5 kids suffers from a mental disorder. Even before the pandemic, Ellis had a 60 to 80 kid wait list, about 6 months to a year, for its mental health services. The new clinic nearly doubles the capacity of its predecessor at roughly 4,000 square feet and is seen as crucial for bringing in additional staff and cutting that wait.
If you guys want to, you can come into the reception area if you'd like. This design was really important for us.
Operations and safety manager Taylor Mickle and practice administrator Christina Moran say the clinic was meticulously planned to address the sometimes serious situations faced by its patients and ensure patient safety. The youth space is isolated from the adult facility with a locked door and a separate entrance at the rear of the building, and Mickle says the bathroom is located in plain view of the front desks, so staff can monitor who goes in and comes out.
If you look in these bathrooms, they are made to be ligature resistant, which means that they are safe for patients when they're in there alone. There's no tie-off points. It's not a requirement for outpatient facilities, but to us it's very important for our safety, for our patients, and you know our staff know that they're safe in there. This is the only place that the kids can be alone in, so that's why it's such an important spot for us.
Kids tend to, when they don't want to talk about things, they tend to play in the bathroom, so it's nice for us to be able to see them and know what's going on and still have eyes to address anything.
Moran says the space is also meant to put patients at ease. You'll find plenty of natural light and brightly colored paintings in the front lobby, including a sensory mural and bubble machine. An interactive smart projector helps keep sessions both fun and accessible, while the biggest room in a large closet is reserved for play therapy, in which kids can express themselves through an array of toys curated to their specific situation.
If there's maybe some family issues you're addressing, you might pull the dollhouse in the family so that they can kind of play and interact those things out. Really varies depending on the child and what you're kind of focus of your treatment is.
So that's why we needed so much space, because we need to keep everything in here. We can't leave it all out there and have it be overstimulating for a patient. That's why we needed this large closet.
A sizable crowd and a number of local and state officials, many masked, came to cut the ribbon on the new facility Tuesday. Democratic State Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara of the 111th District says the clinic couldn't come at a better time, and he's happy to see a focus on kids' needs during the pandemic.
Children and teens should be spending time with their friends, preparing for their future, engaging in after-school sports and activities, and making memories that just last them a lifetime. But a lot of kids have been stripped of that over the past year. They've lost a lot of that. And as a result, we've seen an increase in young patients coming forward now with mental health conditions, something very real, something we have to address. And that's what Ellis is doing here. Our young people need our support more than ever.
The network's inpatient mental health facility is still at Ellis Hospital on Knott Street. The new youth clinic serves kids and teens across 31 counties. Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.